This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, welcome to a Thursday here on the USA Radio Network. Thursday's first hour, Tuesday's first hour. Yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets to warm up the crowd and get everybody ready for Wayne Allen Root, who will be here at the top of the hour. Once again, the phone number, easy to remember. Give me a call if you want, 833-WAR-TALK. I'd love to talk to you guys a little bit later on in the program. I do have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking to Mark Hartwig, who has written a book. It's an interesting book. I've gotten through about half of it now, but it's an interesting book, so we'll have to talk a little bit about that with him at the bottom, about government and practices in general and the national debt and all that. So we'll talk about that now. So I figured that everybody was glued to the television today watching the riveting performance by the one and only Shifty Shift, Mr. Shift, and the rest of the crew in Washington. So here's how I judge the quality of entertainment. I guess it's not technically entertainment, but how long somebody can stay awake or how much it actually has an impact on them, by my dog, Ozzy. So every day I get home from my morning show gig somewhere between, you know, 1:30 and 2 o'clock after I've done all the things that I need to do. You know, my wife lets the dog out at about 9 o'clock before she heads off to work. So he's home by himself for a while. He's waiting for me. And, you know, the best, without question, the best 5 minutes of my day are when I walk in that dog and walk in that door, and that dog is going nuts. He's jumping all over me. He's barking. He's growling. He's howling. He's rolling around on the floor. He's just loving life, and you know, he can't wait for me to come home. Well, now he's getting a little bit old. He's slowing down a little bit, but nothing's really changed. I walk in the door, and he's ready to go. Well, today, I mean, today he was just glued to the TV. We leave the TV on, so he has, you know, noise in the background, sound. So he has something, some comfort feeling when we're gone. So my wife always leaves at least one of the TVs on. So when she heads off to work, he has, you know, a little background comfort noise to kind of keep him sane. So today I walked in and I called his name, and there were no footsteps coming down the stairs. I'm like, what's going on? So I walk upstairs, and there he is, full out, right there on the couch, but just focused, locked on, Shifty Shift. Just locked into the entire proceedings. Couldn't get enough of it. Didn't even want to go out. He was so focused. So locked in. So, I guess, concerned about the direction of the country. I mean, he may have been sleeping, and he may have completely been zoned out and snoring. I mean, that's probably the effect of most of the country who are watching today. But at least when I was walking upstairs, the dog seemed to be paying very close attention. He wasn't taking notes necessarily, but he was paying close attention to what the Shifty Shift had to say. And by the way, you know, the walking, talking Weeble, or was it what they call Wobble? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Jerry Nadler, the walking, talking Weeble and Shifty Shift, they're like the modern day version of Laurel and Hardy. I look at them, and that's sort of what I'm seeing out of all this. So, again, depending upon what side of the street you're on, if you're on the Republican side, this has been a witch hunt. It's been a disaster for the Dems. It's lie after lie, dozen lies according to certain senators. And if you're on the left, if you're a Democrat, man, this is just the beginning of the end of Donald Trump. It's our chance to put an exclamation point on this horrible presidency that's caused us such pain and anguish and has hurt our relationships around the globe. People hate us now. Having a conversation today Like I said, I've talked about this before. I have a lot of liberal friends. And I was having this lengthy conversation. In fact, I was actually letting the guy do most of the talking. And he was telling me how what's happened here in this country with the hatred that this president has stirred up and created in places around the world, what places that used to be our allies, and now all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of distaste. 3 years into a presidency, they spent the better part of 150, 200 years in some cases being our ally. Now in 3 years they disgust us, and they're disgusted by us. They wouldn't spit on us if we were on fire, and Trump has caused all this in this fraction of sliver of time. And he, you know, was going all over this over and over again, and I stopped him in the middle and I said, listen, I don't care about that. I don't care, for the most part, what our allies think about us. We needed a president that put America first. We needed that. We need a reset. Now, he may not be your guy. You may not like Trump. You might not, think he is a fit for the president. I understand all of it. I get it. But we needed a reset. We needed to, kind of hold that button down and say, start over again. We don't need to be paying for everything that everybody does, every skirmish that goes on around the world. It shouldn't be coming out of our pocket completely. So he was right on a lot of that stuff, certainly right on some of the UN stuff, and certainly right on a lot of the different Puerto Rico stuff we're hearing about lately. So he's right more often than he's not right. So anyway, as far as the grand scheme of things, the hatred from our... maybe our pseudo-allies, I'm not worried about any of that, right? It all comes down to the mighty dollar, and we have it. It all comes down to protection, and we have it. And I think it was time for us, for sure, to start looking out for number one. But back to impeachment, and I'm not going to spend the entire hour talking about impeachment. I'm sure Wayne will talk about it at length. But what I found interesting today with, again, Shifty Shift, I thought that the idea that they're hell-bent on not allowing Hunter Biden or forcing Hunter Biden to testify. There have been talks about trading this witness for that witness or this person for that person, and Hunter Biden's name always comes up. It's a trade-off for Bolton for Hunter Biden, and the Trump administration doesn't want Bolton to testify. There are probably a half a dozen good reasons that they don't want him to, and there are probably some reasons why he should actually testify, to be completely honest with you. But today, I happened to plop myself in front of the TV, and I was watching them talk at length and making this grandiose case as to why, A, Hunter Biden is completely innocent in all of this and shouldn't testify, and B, why Joe Biden, his dad, is pretty much the closest thing that we have to a walking on water Jesus. I mean, he does absolutely no wrong. They spent, a good part of the... three, at least in Eastern Coast time, 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour, talking about, how Joe Biden has absolutely no fault. There's no correlation in what Joe Biden did, talking about the corruption of a prosecutor in the Ukraine, and what Trump did with the withholding of funds, the temporarily partial withholding of funds for the Ukraine. And they wanted to make sure that got out there, as if that was the big difference here between the two of them. That's what the Republicans are saying about Biden, and the Democrats have to defend him, because Biden is the only one of the failed, horrible Democrat candidates that are still out there that even have a chance at beating Donald Trump in their mind. Right? So they have to hold on to that. They have to be in protection mode. Don't think for a second that that is not part of it. Because it absolutely 100% is. They have to protect the crown, if you will. They have to make sure that their guy, right now, Biden, for better or worse, is their guy. He is the only one that even stands a remote chance in November to beat Donald Trump. So they have to keep his head above water at all times. So today, in the middle of this thing, they carved out some time to make sure that Joe Biden was defended. So you got a chance to see that, which I thought was interesting, since they don't want Hunter Biden to testify. They don't even really like it when you bring his name up, yet they spent a whole bunch of time today defending both him and his dad. By the way, Shifty Shift is not without some forms of scandal. Have you seen some of the things that have come out about him? According to TruePundit.com, this was sent my way today. Embattled Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff is now the target of a federal investigation focused on the congressman's more than frequent trips to Ed Buck's drug house. That, according to a Clinton whistleblower, Buck is a high-profile millionaire Democrat benefactor who has contributed a bundle of large amounts of cash to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, and the list goes on. And Buck was arrested last month after a nearly dead man escaped from Buck's home after Buck allegedly piled him with meth. This guy was also a male prostitute, just in case you were wondering about that. So Shifty Shift, not without some warts on the resume and the background. So, you know, you can't kick a rock in Washington and not find somebody who's done something devious or ugly or nasty or all that goes along with that. So, yes, we can talk about that. Love to hear from you guys if you want to call in. We can grab a couple of calls after this break, and we can also grab a couple before we wrap it up at the top of the hour if you guys want to weigh in. We try to make it the most caller-friendly show in the entire country. You can give me a call again, 833-WAR-TALK. We can chat about that. Also, apparently now 14 people in the U.K., have got this coronavirus, so we have to keep an eye on that. I actually talked to a couple of doctors today about this. And, you know, it's affecting the older folks. But you know what, man? Let's have somebody with some brass stones step up and say, wherever you're coming from, where this disease actually is happening, let's put a ban there. Quarantine. No, I'm sorry. You're coming from China. You're coming from some of these other places where people actually have gotten sick and died. You can't come in until we figure it out. Goodness gracious. All right. That's how we begin. First hour is Lee Elsie's hour for now, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We'll be right back. Stick around. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, we're back. It is Lee Elsie filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. You can give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. You want to chat about anything and everything until the bottom of the hour. We do have guests coming up. We're going to go out to Long Island and bring on our pal Chet. Chet wants to talk about Lindsey Graham. Chet?
Yeah, Lee, today I saw Lindsey Graham in front of the journalists, and he was basically saying that if the Bidens were the Trumps, they'd launch a full-scale investigation into the Bidens.
Right.
Also, I went back today just for you-know-what and giggled and watched that video where he was in that meeting with world leaders and admits that during the Obama presidency, because the video was taken when he was the vice president,
right,
that they withheld money from the Ukraine and he stopped the investigation that was going into his son's firm. This is when he was the vice president. It is amazing to me that the media, and I'm not talking about you or any of the conservative talking heads out there. You guys, you know, I know it's hard to cover this wall to wall all the time. But the fact of the matter is it was a quid pro quo. He admitted it when he was the vice president. His son got the job because he was the vice president. For God's sake, Lee, his son was four blocks away from the White House in a prostitute brothel smoking crack while his dad was in the Oval Office. How does this happen?
And on top of that, I don't know if you watched today. I just opened up and talked about this today. They talked about, Schiff talked about this for at least 3 hours today, where he tried to justify and protect not only Biden but his son. And I was watching it. I actually couldn't believe that they were going down the road that they were going down, because I could actually see not see, but I mean, I could assume that the Republican managers were laughing about this because it opened up, you know, a whole different sort of can of worms that they could go after. But yeah, and Chet, you're 1,000% right. How about this? You could add on top of that. I mean, what if Donald Trump put $450 million in cash on a pallet and delivered it to Russia in the middle of the night? What would happen then?
Oh, they'd have a big stink. And I don't know if you saw this. Joe Biden's been out on the campaign trail. You know how he's referring to Hunter now? Did you see this?
No.
My only surviving son.
Oh, my God.
That's what he's... Yes.
Oh, God.
I swear to God, Lee, he did it twice last week.
Yeah.
And people called him out. They're like, oh, look, the biggest violins in the room with Joe Biden,
right,
saying my only surviving son. I'm not putting the guy down. I know his son died of cancer, and I feel bad for him about that. But he's going to use that as a weapon in order. I'll tell you what, this is the reality, Lee. These Democrats and some of the Republicans are tied up with this Burisma holding. I'm telling you, there are more fish in this fry.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. I don't think there's any question that they're all... Hey, listen, Chet, I wouldn't be shocked if they're all corrupt, which is why, you know, again, I know everyone certainly listening loves the Donald, and I get it, man, but I want heads to start rolling, man. I want people to start getting taken out in belly chains. I'm tired of, you know, what's...
Yeah, but,
you know, what's, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
But Lee, the problem is... You know, it's two wings, but it's on the same bird. So if you
right.
take one wing away, the bird doesn't fly. And, you know, they all are invested in a lot of these overseas, across the pond businesses and business dealings and all this corrupt stuff. If we knew half the stuff that these politicians were doing,
right,
we'd probably stop covering politics.
You're probably right.
Because it's scary.
Yeah, Chet, thanks, man. Good call. I appreciate it, as always. I just go back to this. And I said this, I've said this for a long time. If you've been in politics for your whole life and you're coming to the end, right? You're 70 plus years old. Or if you're Donald Trump, for that matter, I'm not going to let him escape. If you're Donald Trump and you're running again in 2020, but if you get elected in 2020, you have absolutely nothing else to prove, right? You promised to drain the swamp. Now, I don't know what kind of mechanism that you can ramp up, but if you have nothing to lose, right? You don't care about money. You know, you don't care about, I would think, about prestige. You want to clear and clean and drain the swamp? I would use every single resource at my disposal. That's not just for Trump. For any other sitting senator who sees himself on the other side of, you know, the rainbow, if you will, on the way out. I mean, everything they should do, or they do, should do, should be, you know, devised to keep this or make this country what it once was and clean house. All right, I got to run. Bottom of the hour is coming. We're going to chat with an author of a brand new book, Mark Hartwig, will join us next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As the impeachment trial of President Trump continues, many Republicans are wondering when the House impeachment managers will get around to presenting the overwhelming evidence they have promised. The senators are wondering when they're going to hear some new information regarding the case against President Trump. As far as this idea that Democrats and Republicans would get to call witnesses, Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso tells Fox News that all started.
Apparently it came from within the Democrat cloakroom. Possibly, I hear one of the senators from Delaware was the one who had mentioned that. That's Joe Biden's hometown.
Coronavirus may be in Texas. The case involves a Texas A&M student. Dr. Eric Wilkes with the Brazos County Health Department says the student is self-isolated after coming down with mild symptoms of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.S.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Everything's at rootwall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Special guest joining me right now. Author, fantastic author, scholar, lawyer, Mark Hartwig is joining. He's got a book out called, I got to make sure I say this right.
Placebocracy.
Placebocracy. Oh, geez, I should know that.
Man, yeah, it's a combination of the pills that mother gave you that didn't do anything at all and crassy, which is the Greek for government.
I got you. I should have saw that. Why didn't I see that? Man, I'm stupid. Hey, listen, my friend, I appreciate you coming on, and I want to just read you. You know it, but my listeners don't know. I think this is a great quote. Democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There was never a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. John Adams. That's a great quote, and actually one that I believe in. So this book is about us committing suicide in a way?
In a sense, it is. I think that we've lost track of what we should be as a nation. We've become a group of people now who are polarized. We are becoming embittered. We are making emotional arguments. We're addressing issues that don't exist and refusing to address the issues that do exist. I think democracy is a fragile thing. Adams recognized that if you don't tend to it, it disintegrates and turns into something else. And I think we're at the verge of that happening. I think we are committing suicide as a democracy, yes.
All right, so we're in danger of falling off the cliff. We're in danger of committing suicide. A, can we stop it? And B, what's leading us to this point? Why is it because of the partisanship in Washington? Is that the main reason why we're about to commit suicide?
I think in part it is. I think part of it has to do with the fact that we don't even understand any longer as constituents that we not only have rights in a democracy, we have obligations. And we've forgone our obligations in favor of just clamoring for rights, and some of them don't even exist, the things that we're asking for. We expect that the government takes care of us from cradle to grave. At the same time, we're being manipulated, I think, into rising to false flag issues, and we're not dealing with real issues. For example, we have a $23 trillion debt. There's nearly a word out of Washington about that anymore. Not
now, why do you think that is? Because I've been saying that for years. Even with this president, who most of my listeners love, he doesn't say boo about the debt. Nothing. And, I don't have any kids, but if you have kids and your kids' kids, they're going to be crippled, and they're not going to be able to pay this debt back, right?
No, I agree. I think that's a fundamental problem. I mean, as a nation, we can't keep spending. And look, the Soviet Union came apart because eventually it ran out of resources, and the only access to resources it had were within the boundaries of its state. We have more access to resources because we can borrow money all around the world. But at the end of the day, it's the taxpayer and our creditors that are giving the country the ride that it's on, and it can't last. I can't live this way, you can't live this way, and certainly the country can't live this way.
Right.
It may be able to prolong it, but it sure can't continue it the way it is. We've got people talking about increasing the debt but in the tens of billions of dollars, and trillions of dollars, rather.
And not blinking an eye. You're right about that. I mean, there's an infrastructure package that's floating around out there, excess of $2 trillion. You just keep adding money to that. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen when the debt service every year is going to be close to a trillion. It's a half trillion now. What happens when it gets to $1 trillion? How are we going to pay that back? We're not. That's the answer. We're not.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly the problem. But to start off with, I think the real problem is that what we see in D.C., is a twofold problem. I mean, people talk about Trump as being the cause of this bad thing and that bad thing. I don't think so. I think that what we are seeing in D.C. are people who are reflections of us. In other words, we stand and make demands. We are no longer educated as to what it means to be a constituent in a republic. Therefore, our elected officials are no different than we are in that regard. And I think Trump is not a cause of anything. I think he's a symptom. He's a symptom because as the country progresses in the direction it's going, or what we see happening is the middle class is shrinking, regardless of what anybody says. The ability of a family of four earning $60,000 a year, for example, to sustain themselves is becoming increasingly difficult. And so as this happens, then people realize there's something wrong. They can't identify it. They think that they're entitled to more free things from the government. And they start polarizing. Some move to the right, some move to the left. So we have Trump on the one side, and we have Bernie Sanders and Ocasio and people like that on the other side, all gaining in popularity. And I think it's frightening because the country is polarizing, and this has happened before.
We're talking with Mark Hartwig, the book Placebocracy. Did I say it right?
You got it.
Yeah.
Placebocracy
and Other Ailments, a classic liberal take on America today. You know, it's funny, I have a whole bunch of liberal friends, and one of the things they always circle back to, and you mentioned it here too in the book, is critical thinking, a return to critical thinking. And listen, I'm all for that. I would definitely like us to use our noggins a little bit more. So, but in your sense, what do you mean by a return to critical thinking?
Well, critical thinking is the idea, first of all, in education, you have a broad base, what used to be called the classical liberal education. It included history, but not just history as a blame game, but contextual history to understand why things happened in the past the way they did. Geography, philosophy, math, science, the whole gamut of academic subjects that are out there. And the idea then is that you learn about those things, but then you learn to apply your mind to problems or information that you encounter, and then are able to analyze it by having a broad-based knowledge of all of these things. We don't do that anymore. We don't even teach civics anymore.
Right.
And I think that's what I mean by critical thinking. The ability to gather information, analyze it, parse it through your knowledge and experiences, and then decide whether it's valid or not.
All right. Are you a liberal or a conservative?
I'm neither. I'm a classical liberal.
Okay. How would you redefine the middle class?
Well, the middle class as it stands today is nothing more than an economic category of people who comprise all walks of life. There are lawyers, there are plumbers, there are carpenters, electricians, farmers, all kinds of people that are part of the middle class. They're defined economically as that group that's in the middle of the income range in the country. And I think historically democracies, when you have a stable middle class and the middle class is the majority, then you tend to have stability politically. The problem is the middle class hasn't been redefined economically in 30 or 40 years. So we're still saying people making between $20,000 and $80,000 are the middle class, and they're simply not. What's happening is that they're being driven into poverty at the lower ends, and so the middle class is shrinking. I would say that the middle class is no longer a dominant majority in the United States. I think it's become a minority. And I think that's why you're starting to see people polarize.
I think one of the things that we can all agree on, too, whether you're a conservative or a liberal, is that the gap between the very, very wealthy and the rest of us has increased tenfold, right? So you got, you know, a whole bunch of haves, and not necessarily a whole bunch of have-nots, but you do have a giant chasm, if you will. How do you fix that? How do you close that gap? I mean, it is still a capitalist nation, and I still want people who have the best minds and make the best widgets to make the most money. They deserve it. But how do you close that gap, and or should you even close that gap?
Well, I think the problem is that we're confused about our economic system. We don't have a market capitalist system, and we never have had. Market capitalism basically involves the government simply maintaining a level playing field and not interfering in the marketplace. The reality is that out of our $23 trillion in debt, a goodly portion has gone to subsidizing, in one way, form, or another, large corporations. Too big to fail was just one aspect of it, but we have large corporations that don't pay for land use. We have rip bidding. We have tax favorable tax treatment and that kind of thing. I think that part of the problem is that if we allow the market mechanisms to come into play, then if a company becomes too big to be efficient because it's too unwieldy, it goes by the wayside and the leaner, hungrier guy comes up the pike and basically supplants them. And that would be market capitalism. We just don't have that. We subsidize our farmers. We subsidize everything on a large scale. The only people who are truly market-oriented in this country are small and medium-sized businesses.
So essentially, we stop giving the corporate welfare...
Starting point.
Yeah.
It's a starting point. I think that first of all, we need to redefine the middle class. Then I think we need to identify what's real in terms of inflation. And the government gives us all kinds of inflation numbers, but they're nonsense. The reality is that the rate of inflation, if you really want to measure it, is how much did the dollar buy last year compared to how much it buys this year.
Interesting.
I think those numbers are kind of startling. You take them, you go to the grocery store, how much does a gallon of milk cost, how much does a loaf of bread cost this year compared to last year? That's the rate of inflation.
Mark Hartwig is our guest, and we appreciate his time. I'm sure he's very busy. His book, Placebocracy and Other Ailments, a classic liberal take on America today. Where can they get this?
The book's available on Amazon.
I see you went to Hawaii Pacific University.
Yeah, I did.
That must have been terrible.
It was horrible, I got to tell you. It wasn't even a university then. It was a college, but that was okay. I went back as an adult so. In my mid-30s when I did that.
Yeah, I cannot imagine going to Hawaii to go to school. That really must have been really, really must have been heart-wrenching to make it. Hey, listen, it was fun talking to you. I appreciate your perspective and your point of view. Hopefully we can talk again down the road, but good luck with the book.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to teamgetreal.com.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Sponsor the segment of the show, Real Water, the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and Real Water is up their game again. Now with the Real Water concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere on the go. I don't know if all of you understand the incredibleness of this offer. See, I drink nothing but Real Water all day from morning to night. It's the only thing I drink, by the way. I don't drink milk. I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. All I drink is water, and the only water I drink is Real Water, except when I'm at a restaurant at night for dinner, and then I bring along my Real Water concentrate. I turn any water into Real Water with Real Water concentrate. And now they're going to give you a bottle free of this Real Water concentrate. Real Water concentrate can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put it in your wine, your coffee, your tea, your juice, you name it. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water concentrate. Absolutely free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling. And by the way, you know, my big Vegas flagship station, I've got so many listeners in Vegas. Just go to Real Water. Call them up. Go there and get it. You don't even have to pay the shipping and handling. Just go get it at the plant. Call 702-381-1217. 702-381-1217. Anywhere in the United States, tell them Ward sent you and get your free bottle. Or go to the plan. Don't even pay shipping and handling. 702-381-1217. How do you beat that offer? Or go to teamgetreal.com. And after you've done it, I'm telling you.
All right, we're back. Lee Elsie filling in again. Wayne Allen Root, Tuesdays and Thursdays, first hour. He comes up at the top of the hour. I want to share something with you real quick. I do write a column like Wayne does, but not quite as for a big a paper as he does. But I did get into something this week, which is making everybody, at least here in Connecticut, lose their mind. So I'm getting a lot of ugly responses to this from the very left. But I wanted to share this with you. Basically, there's a town close to where I am where they're having a dual language voting ballots, which I don't understand why that's the case. But let me just read you what I wrote, and you guys can make up your mind for yourself. In order to become a U.S. citizen, all naturalized applicants must meet the following requirements unless there is an exemption. There are a few exemptions. Applicants must be of the minimum age. They must be a green card holder. But just to skip down really quick, they must be able to speak, basic English and write basic English and also have a demonstrated knowledge of the U.S. of U.S. history and government. Okay, so once again, they must be proficient in basic spoken and written English. If it is mandatory for aspiring United States citizens to speak and understand the English language, why is any town or any state or anywhere printing ballots in multiple languages? Now, according to the Office of the Secretary of State here in Connecticut, there are a bunch of communities that are required because of the number of people that live there that have to print dual language ballots. But I'll revert back to the original point here, is if you're an incoming person, you're a new citizen of this country, by definition, you should be able to read and write English. Now, if you're somebody who's already been living here and you've reached voting age, 18 years in this country, and you cannot read or write English? Now, that's a failure in two parts. It's a failure on that individual's part for not trying to learn the language. It's also a failure to a certain extent in the education process. But the idea that you can't read or write English, you have to take this opportunity, because we afford you many opportunities to be able to read and write English, or all kinds of different programs. So there's no reason for it. Diversity within this 50-state melting pot, it's a spectacular experiment that undoubtedly owes its success to the vast assortments of individuals coming together to live freely in this country, no question about it. Countless distinctive groups have exercised their unique qualities and helped to create the greatest country on earth. However, if we lose a common culture, if we lose if the language disintegrates in front of our eyes, we could be getting into a very perilous situation. It's a very difficult combination. So, if you're somebody who lives here full time and you can't read or write English, how do you navigate the highways? How do you listen to police, firefighter commands? How do you deal in commerce or banking or payroll? How do you understand the requirements at most places of employment? If incoming immigrants can't speak English, they shouldn't be eligible because they can't pass the citizenship test. So how can they vote? So why are we going out of our way to print multiple ballots? And how do they understand, these people who can't speak, read, or write English? How do they forget about just being in Spanish? How about if it's Chinese or Arabic? I mean, you're going to do this for every single nationality out there? And how confusing will that be? So I know a lot of people don't like that idea, but I mean, it is the United States of America. We've been an English-speaking country forever. And the idea that we have to go out of our way to babysit folks who either don't want to learn, don't want to assimilate, to me, I think that's the responsibility of them. So if they want to vote, they have to learn how to speak English. I guess I boiled it down. I tried to rush through that, but just didn't have time. All right, I'm out of time. Wayne Allen Root is waiting. He's coming up. Thank you very much to Chris. Doing a great job, as always. I'll catch you guys again on Tuesday. Don't you dare change that dial. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. See you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I stay.